Essentially, the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Shekol Tachlis Ha'olam, that the purpose, the function of the world, Bechol Tafkir Ha'adam, and the mission, the purpose of man, is La'asos Ratzon Habore Bilvad, is to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mesilas Yesharim continues further, and he tells us that the Tafkir Ha'adam Ba'olam, the purpose of man, is to raise himself, lahalos es atzmo, to raise himself, and not only himself, but really raise the level of the entire world. Ve'im hu shole ba'atzmo, writes the Mesilas Yesharim, if he controls himself, v'nidbak biboro, and he connects to his creator, u'mishtamish mina olam, and he uses the world, rak lios lo lisiyua, just as a help, as an assistance, la'avodas boro, to serve his creator, whom is'ale, he himself becomes a better person, the ha'olam atzmo misale imo, and the world itself is a better place to live. Essentially, our purpose in this world is v'halachta bidrachav, to emulate the attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Rambam writes, just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a rachum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compassionate, so too we are as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kadosh, we are supposed to emulate the Almighty and become holy just like Him. Then how do we understand the Gemara in Meseches Sanhedrin Tzadi Tes that tells us Makom Shebaalei Tshuva Omdim Sham, in the place where a Baal Tshuva, one who has repented, where he stands, Tzadikim Einam Omdim Sham, even the righteous don't stand. Let me explain. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, Mahi Tshuva. What is tshuva? It's sheyazov hachote chato. It's to leave, to remove himself from sin, v'yasiru machshavaso, and to remove it from his thought process, v'yigmar belibo, and to reaffirm in his heart, shelo yaseu od. And you have to regret that which you had done. And you have to admit what you had done and ensure in the future you're not going to do that avera, that which caused you to be distant from the Almighty. Obviously, we know that tshuva, according to the Rambam at least, is a mitzvos aseh, or at least the obligation to do tshuva and confess your sins. And obviously, when a person performs tshuva, so his slate is wiped clean, so to speak. But at the end of the day, isn't it lichatchila, isn't it best not to do the avera in the first place? Indeed, a Baal Tshuva is a very noble act, to do tshuva, to bring yourself back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But isn't it the optimal way to not be distant in the first place? Don't we encourage our children to be righteous always? Imagine if our child came back from school after learning this Gemara in Meseches Sanhedrin and said, "Parent, this is an amazing, amazing thing. A Baal Tshuva is even greater than a righteous person. So this is what I'm going to do, Mom and Dad. I'm going to do something terrible, something drastic. I'm going to make sure that I'm an avaryon, that I'm a sinner, just so that I can become a Baal Tshuva, that I can be even greater than a tzaddik." It's preposterous. Any thoughtful parent would turn to their child and say, "No, please, don't do that. We want you to be a righteous person, lichatchila. We don't want you to go and sin and only then do tshuva, so that now you can be mekayim, fulfill the Gemara that says, Makom, makom shebaalei tshuva omdim sham, tzadikim einam omdim sham. Don't do that." But that's what's going to happen if we understand this Gemara at face value. That's what the Gemara is telling us. Makom shebalei tshuva omdim sham. In a place where a bal tshuva is standing, tzadikim einam omdim sham. It's giving leeway, latitude, the ability for a person to come and lechatchila be an ovarian, be a sinner, just so that he can come and repent, and then he can come and say to that tzaddik, to the gadol hador, by the way, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I'm a bal tshuva, I repented, I'm greater than you. Difficult to digest the statement of the Gemara. How do we reconcile such an enigmatic statement? I saw a fantastic pshat in the Avodas HaLevi, written by a Rabbi Aryeh HaLevi Horowitz. And he says that when the Gemara talks about a Baal Tshuva, it's not talking about a person that was an Ovarion that sinned and now came back, but rather it's referring to a tzaddik as well. But he explains there are two different types of tzaddikim. There's a tzaddik, and then there's a tzaddik that's me'urav im habrios, that is involved and engaged in the community. Let me share with you his words. V'nire de balei tshuva nikroin gedolei hador anshei maisa b'nei aliyah. The bal tshuva that the Gemara is talking about in Masechet Sanhedrin, where he says that makom shebalei tshuva omdim sham, tzadikim einam omdim sham, can even be referring to a gadol hador, the most righteous, the greatest person of the generation, a person that has noble actions, a person that's pristine in character, someone who's continuously growing, but that doesn't preclude him, says Rabbi Horowitz, from makrivin es Yisrael lo'avim shebashamayim, from bringing people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, umachzirim b'tshuva, and ensuring that others return to do tshuva. They, those gedolei hador, that take responsibility and ownership for other people's tshuva, that's referred to the Baal tshuva. He is the Baal, he is the owner of those to ensure that others are coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are taking ownership. They are a Baal over others to ensure, to insist that they come and appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu like he does. V'schus harabim tluyim behem. And ve'ein chet b'aliyadam, they're never going to fall and they're never going to sin. However, there are other tzaddikim. There are other tzaddikim that they might be righteous and they might be noble, but they aren't a bal tshuva. They're not guaranteeing that others are seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu like he does. He isn't taking arvus, responsibility for all of Klal Yisrael. He's a tzaddik. But makom sheba le'tshuva omdim, in a place where a Baal, one who takes responsibility for other Jews and insist that they accept upon themselves the yoke of Shemayim. Other tzaddikim, who are righteous in character, but don't engage and don't take responsibility, they can't be in the same category, the same class as that Baal Tshuva, the one who is a Baal, who is an owner, who is insistent that others come and take ownership as well of their Yahadus. And we find this example in Meseches Avodah Zarah Dav Yutes Omud Beis. The Gemara tells us something fascinating. Machriz Rabbi Alexandrai. Rabbi Alexandrai announced he was a merchant who would go from town to town. And when he came to various towns, or all the towns that he would approach, he would announce his presence. and he would scream out, "Man boi chai, man boi chai. Who wants life? Who wants life?" Who doesn't want life? We all want life. That's what everyone is looking for. As soon as everyone in the town heard this noble person, this merchant coming and screaming, "Who wants life?" Says the Gemara, "Kana va'asu kulei ama legabei." They all surrounded him. They were all excited to purchase this yearning for life. Amri lei, they said to him, "Havlan chaye, give us life. We're willing to pay whatever it cost." Amr lahu, he said, "Mi ha'ish hechafetz chayim? Who's the man that desires life?" "Nitzor lishon chamera, guard your tongue from evil." This was a person that was a Baal Tshuva. He took ownership. He went from town to town, screaming, announcing for all to hear, "Man boi chai, man boi chai, who wants life, who wants life?" He took ownership of other people's yadus. He wanted to ensure that people had life, that people understood the value of what it means to have a meaningful connection with the Almighty. Man boi chai. That is a Baal Tshuva. That's someone who takes ownership, responsibility, who feels the achrayus for every member of Klal Yisrael, who says that it isn't only enough that I understand the value of life, that I know what it means to have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want others to have that very same dear personal connection with the Almighty. And that is a Baal Tshuva. One who is an owner, who is a proprietor, who takes pride, who feels the responsibility, the arvus, the connection of to his fellow Jew. Man boi chai, that's the Baal Tshuva, that's makom shebalei tshuva omdim sham. In a place where the Baal, where the owner who takes ownership of this tshuva of others, where he stands, other forms or other types of tzaddikim are not able to stand with him. So I want to suggest an alternate, a different possibility. Rav Shimshon Pinkus, in his Sefer Sha'arim B'Tfilah, goes through all the various stages, all the levels of tefillah. And one of the levels of tefillah, or one of the ways that one can reach a high level for his tefillah to be accepted by the Almighty, one of the ma'akvim, one of the necessary requirements of tefillah to ensure that it's accepted, is amida, is to stand. Rav Pinkus says, Umavur kan, she'amida atzma, that amida by itself is lashon tfila, as the pasuk says, vayamod Pinchas vayipalel, that Pinchas stood and he davened. And he explains that imlo yiftach piv, even if he doesn't come and open up his mouth before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yet he's an omed, yet he stands. That in it unto itself is a form of tefillah. And that, I believe, is what the Gemara in Meseches Sanhedrin Datsadi Tes is telling us. That obviously there's no question about it. A tzaddik, someone that never had to distance himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is the Gadol Hador, he's a tzaddik, he never sinned, he was never an Avarion. That's obviously the ideal. There's no question about it. There's a parsha of tshuva. And tshuva wipes away a person's averos. But to suggest that a baal tshuva is greater in stature than a tzaddik, it's very, very difficult to digest. Except in one area. The area of tefillah, of davening, of standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is what the Gemara is saying. Makom shebaalei tshuva omdim sham. In a place where a baal tshuva is omed, he's standing, he's davening. Tzadikim einam omdim sham. A tzaddik's amida, a tzaddik's tefillah is not and does not have the same koyach, the same strength, the same power, the same effect as a baal tshuva's. As the Gemara tells us in Meseches Tainis Tav Chof Hei Amud Beis, Maisa Rabbi Eliezer, there was an incident with Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanis, Sheyara Lifnei Hateva, that he came and he acted as a shliach tzibor, as an agent for the tzibor, for the community, when they were facing a famine. There was a dearth of rain, there was no water. If there's no water, there's no sustenance, there's no food. So Rabbi Eliezer came before the Teva, he acted as the shliach tzibor, as the agent on behalf of the tzibor. V'amar esrim v'arba brachos. And he instituted 24 additional brachos in addition to the tainis. Velo nana. And his tfilos weren't accepted. Yorad Rabbi Akiva Acharav. Rabbi Akiva followed him as a shliach tzibor. The Omar, and he said, Avinu Malkenu Ein Lanu Melech Elo Ata. Our father, our king, there is no one else except you. Avinu Malkenu Lemancha Rachem Aleinu. Our father, our king, on your behalf, show us mercy, bestow mercy upon us. And the Gemara says, V'yardu Gishamin, the rain fell. Havi Miranani Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, the rabbis got together. And they started making assumptions. They said, look at that. Rabbi Akiva, the student, must be greater than Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanis, who was the Rebbe. The student surpassed the Rebbe in stature. After all, when he came to Davin, his tefillos were accepted, were answered. Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanis did all the steps, all the necessary, the protocol that was supposed to happen for Geshem, for rain to fall. Lo nana, nothing happened. It must be that Rabbi Akiva is greater in stature than Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanis. So Yatzosa Baskol, a Baskol comes out, a heavenly voice comes out, Va'omer and says, Lo mipnei shezeh gadol mizeh, it's not because Rabbi Akiva is greater in stature than his Rebbe. It's not true. Don't make that assumption. They're both great. So then why is it that Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanis, when he got up, his tefillos were not accepted, but Rabbi Akiva's were? The Gemara says, Shezeh maivir al-midosav, v'zeh eno maivir al-midosav. Because this one, Rabbi Akiva, he was a forgiving person. He was willing to look the other way. He was willing to turn his eye away from machlokes. If someone perhaps wronged him, he was willing to be mivater. He was willing to forgive. If someone wronged him, pained him, caused him suffering, had said something that perhaps wasn't the nicest, he was willing to turn the cheek and say, Gamzula Tova. Or this is also for the good. Or this is not such a terrible thing. There must be an explanation. V'zeh eno maivar al-midosav, but Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanis, on his level, he wasn't willing to do that. And because Rabbi Akiva was maivar al-midosav, because he was able to turn the other way even though he was wronged. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to do that as well. Even though Klal Yisrael did something wrong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they aren't deserving. But if Rabbi Akiva is going to be mevater, if he's going to forgive and look the other way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the same. And that's why his tfilos were accepted, because he was a mavir al mitosav. However, the Mabit understands the words or the phrase or in this context, mavir al mitosav, to mean something different. The Mabit explains, Shetiya hakavana. No, the intent of mavir al mitosav is something totally different. We all know that Rabbi Akiva came from Gerim. Rabbi Akiva himself was ignorant. He was an Am Haaretz. He grew up desiring something, he took it for himself. He wanted something, he would take it. There were no boundaries, there was no limits. There wasn't a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. He lived a life of Hefker, of no boundary. I'll eat today. I'll party. I'll do what I want, because tomorrow we die. That was the mentality of Rabbi Akiva. However, at the age of 40, Rabbi Akiva had an epiphany. He changed his ways. He taught himself a new Mahalei Chachayim, a new way of life. Ki Rabbi Akiva says the Mabit, Hayam Maiver al Midosav. He himself, he forgave, he looked the other way, he changed his Midos. It's not that he was Maiver al Midosav, that he forgave other people, but it's that he himself, he took his inherent inclination, and he was Maiver al Midosav over his Midos. He was able to forgive his own inclination. Shehoya tivo muchan, that inherently his nature was to sin. Va'al kol zeh, but nonetheless, la'avos Hashem, because he loved Hashem, hoya machnia, he would submit his yetzer, his inclination. Umavir al midosav elu, he was able to limit his own midos because he had such a burning passion for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Eliezer, Hoya betivo muchan la'avodas boro. Rabbi Eliezer's teva, his nature, inherently, he was prepared and ready to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't taste the forbidden fruit. He didn't know what it meant to live a life of hefker, of ownerless, of doing what I want, eating where I want, when I want, taking what I want, without any repercussion, without any type of boundary. And therefore, says the Mabit, V'lohoya tzorich lahavir al midosav, he didn't have to come and be mavir, he didn't have to limit, be machnia, his yetzer, his inclination, he didn't have to be mavir al midosav, Kikulam hayu mechavnim lavodos baro, because every fiber of his being was always ready and prepared to serve his Creator HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But because Rabbi Akiva was mavir al midosav, he was a bal tshuva. It was more difficult. He had to rein his midos, his inherent yetzer in. His tefillah is accepted much more readily than the tefillah of even a tzaddik. And Reb Pinkus says as such that that is the concept of Amida. Amida, he says, hepich me'amida hi yeshiva, that the opposite of Amida is yeshiva, is to sit. What is sitting, he writes? Hainu matzav haba kitotza. It's a situation that is as a result, from a result, shemargish ba'atzmo. He feels sha'atzmosav kevedos. His bones are getting heavy. Val kein hu yoshev. And therefore he sits. He is mevatel. He's nullifying himself to himself. He's giving in to his midos. His midos are compelling him to sit. His atzmos, his atzmos, his bones are tired, so he's giving in to his yetzer. Aval amida, but to stand, he hora, it is showing al bitul atzmo, he's nullifying himself, v'chol inyanav, and everything that he's feeling, klapei ha'omi lefanav, to whom he's standing before, v'chol chochos nafsho omdim, Muchanim lichvodo, and all of his being and his fiber is prepared, ready, standing to honor. The take of im ha'amida, and immediately with that amida, with that standing, shehi hisbatlus, which is to nullify, which is to be ma'vir al midosav, nofeles hamachitza hagedola, falls the barrier, this big, heavy, cumbersome barrier, shebeino lebein boro, between himself and his creator. And himself is the guf, is the body with all the pleasures and desires. Va'az memela boa hadvekos ho'atsuma. But now he's connecting, because he's nullifying his own needs for the needs of the being, the borei olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But neshem etzios hatfila, amida is tfila, he dvekos vehispatlos lahakadosh baruch hu. And that, I believe, is what the Gemara is saying in Maseches Sanhedrin. The Gemara is telling us that makom shebale tshuva omdim sham, in the place where the bal tshuva is omed, where he is davening, because he had to be maivir al midosav. He saw a life of just fulfilling his taivos and his ritzonos. Whatever he wanted, he took. But now, he's omid. He's machinia himself. Tefillah is the form of humbling oneself, prostrating oneself, standing before the Almighty. Tefillah, Shmoneh Esrei, is the greatest manifestation that now I am mevatel, I am nullifying, I'm machinia myself before you. When a Baal Tshuva gets up to Davin, the greatest form of Hachna, his tefillah is even more powerful than the Tzaddik. Rabbi Akiva was the Baal Tshuva. When he got up to Davin, his tefillos were accepted, even more so than Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus the Rebbe. Because he wasn't as much a maivir al midosav. He didn't have to experience what it means to be machnia, to humble oneself. And therefore, his tefillah, in a certain capacity, a certain regard, is diminished. Unlike a Baal Tshuva Rabbi Akiva, when he is omid, when he is has an amida before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's so much more potent. So when our child comes back and he says, my dear parent, I just heard makom shebali tshuva omdim sham. Maybe I should do averos so that now I can repent and be greater than the tzaddik. A parent will be able to tell his child, my dear kinder, that only is applicable to tefillah in a certain regard, but not in all areas of halacha. So we have two terutzim. One from the Avodas Halevi, Rabbi Horowitz. He says that a Baal Tshuva is not referring to one that had sinned and now repented. It's referring to a tzaddik that takes ownership over tshuva, feels the achrayas, the responsibility for Am Yisrael, understood that when we came to Har Sinai, we became guarantors, arevim zeh bazeh. That is one understanding. And the other understanding is that no, really in kol ha'tur kula, by all areas of halacha, obviously it's best to be a tzaddik, But when it comes to Amida, Omdim Sham, Tfila, as we saw in the Gemara, in Maseches Tainis Chaf Hei Amud Beis, that Rabbi Akiva's Tfilos were answered. His Tfilos were greater. His Amida had more potency. Because Amida means to be Machnia, to be Ma'avir Al Midosa, to limit yourself to experience all of the taivos and the ritzonos that the world has to offer, and still, because I love you, I'm not going to give in to my Yetzer Hara. Because you're willing to be ma'avir your own midos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive, regardless of whether you're deserving or not. Your tfilos are going to be stronger because you were ma'avir al your own midos, but the tzaddik gamor, the righteous person, on his own level, not as much.